Well, Lance, it's just been so warm lately that even I can't bring myself to make a pot roast. The pot roast weather is on hold for a while. So I'm kind of wondering, what kind of food do you eat when it gets all hot like this?
The thing I love to make the most is Vietnamese salad rolls. Do you make those?
I make them every once in a while, but I have to confess, usually when I want one, I just go to the pho shop and buy them.
For me, it's a whole dinner, and it's so easy to make. You just have to hang out in the produce section. I buy soft lettuces like a bib lettuce, some fresh herbs, cilantro, basil, mint. I slice up some cucumbers lengthwise. I make little bowls full of chopped peanuts, jalapeno, and I chop up lime, the secret ingredient to this.
Wait a minute. Do you put chopped up lime inside the salad roll?
I sure do. And I dice it. And if the lime skin is nice and thin, sometimes I just leave the lime skin on it. So you just take some rice paper pancakes, bring a big pot of water to the table, warm water, and then I hold the pancakes by the edges, dip them in. It's a do-it-yourself kind of thing.
I'm just not practiced enough at that. So I always wind up with this, this sticking mess wrapping itself around my hand. This is like some kind of Laurel and Hardy scene.
Right. Well, this is why I suggest bringing a bowl to the table. Everyone can have their own bowl. I put a big pot myself. I like using a big pasta pot because you can hold on to the edge of the round and then dip it real quick, pick it up, and lay it down on a dinner plate. And then everyone makes their own salad rolls. I buy roasted chicken, barbecued pork or something to put some meat in it. It's terrific.
So you just do one at a time and hand these around to Mac and Nate to roll up their own?
Indeed, I do. I take charge of that.
How wifely of you.
Yes, thank you. You know, another thing we love to make is a chilled cucumber and gazpacho soup. I know I've told you about this before. It's the simplest thing. All you need is a blender, although you can do it in a food processor. Grapes, English cucumbers or Persian cucumbers, you leave the skin on. A little scallion, some fresh dill, cream cheese in this, half and half, yogurt, and just a little white wine vinegar and olive oil. You just throw it all in the blender and chilled, delicious soup.
Seriously? Cream cheese, grapes, cucumbers?
I know that sounds crazy, Stein, yeah. But I promise you it would be the most delicious thing you ever ate. It's cold. You can keep it in the fridge for a couple of days. And every time you're hungry, voila, or just serve it for dinner.
Well, I'm not eating it because of the grapes, but it sounds like something possibly De Groot would make. Can you send me a regular recipe for it, or just we already got the recipe?
I'm happy to send you that recipe, Stein. Another wonderful, easy thing to do is boiled shrimp. Pound of shrimp, half a cup of beer, and 2 tablespoons of Old Bay seasoning in a saucepan or a big pan that will hold the shrimp. Turn it on. When it boils, add the shrimp, put the lid on, and let it steam for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that.
Do you keep the heat on it, or just turn off the heat once the cover's on?
Keep the heat on, but only for about 3 minutes. Depends on whether you like your shrimp a little more firm. I like on the rare end myself. Take that off, and then it imparts this incredible flavor. As far as cooking but not turning on the oven, I have 2 words for everyone: toaster oven.
But you can't put a pot roast in a toaster oven. Let's hear from you, eaters. Cold food for hot days. Let us know at the Food for Thought blog at kplu.org. With 88.5 food talker Nancy.
Cool as a cucumber.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Stone cold.
Stein.